Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People Show, where we check the pulse of Nebraska Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Here's my gut reaction to the Nebraska 2019 spring game. I had to retreat to my truck, actually, to do this show, to get a little bit of quietness, if you will, which is an awesome problem to have for football practice. Now, one of the things I do want to mention right off the top is we were doing our family prayer this morning before our breakfast, and I had my son, Jacob, a nine-year-old. I said, Jacob, you lead the prayer. And the first thing he prayed for was that Nebraska would win today. That's the first thing he prayed for. Ladies and gentlemen, couple of things. Number one, we're raising him right. Number two, it turned out he was right. God answered his prayer. Now, I did take some notes for this particular gut reaction. I typically don't do that, but I did today. Adrian Martinez looked good. I mean, they didn't do a whole lot with him. You know, he completed just over 50% of his passes, had a touchdown pass through for just over 100 yards. This wasn't last year. This didn't need to be a breakout game for him. They needed to figure out who's behind him, what's our quarterback situation on the 2-3-4 in the depth chart. Adrian Martinez did just what he needed to do. You look at some of the running backs, right? Now, Brady Bell, the walk-on out of Omaha, redshirt freshman running back, he stood out to me today. Jalen Bradley, a guy who a couple years ago, when he played as a true freshman, got me excited, disappeared last year. He's much improved this year. You could see that in the spring game. Luke McCaffrey made some really good throws. Now, he's starting to get a reputation as potentially the fastest guy on the team. You could see him running away from cornerbacks. You could see him running away from guys on this field. He also made a couple of really good throws. The future is so bright for Luke McCaffrey. And I talked to quarterbacks coach Mario Vidusco about Luke, and I'll put that interview out this upcoming week on Wednesday. Look for that. Some great stuff coming this week. Also tomorrow night with Character Live at 8 p.m. Central Time. Andrew Bunch looked good. He's much improved over last year. Look at Noah Vegel. He's healthy, and he also knows he's going to be eligible this year. That makes a difference, ladies and gentlemen, in being ready to play or not being ready to play. All right, you look at the backup quarterback position. If Adrian Martinez, God forbid, happens to go down, I feel a lot better about the next one to two to three guys who could potentially come in the game. On defense, JoJo Doman stood out to me the most out of everyone today. The guy's a stud. He's all over the field. He's going to be a monster, ladies and gentlemen. Austin Allen, all right. So the three guys that stood out to me the most were Luke McCaffrey, JoJo Doman, and Austin Allen was in this realm as well. 6'8", tall guy, had a couple of long receptions today from Adrian Martinez. We need more production out of the tight end position. We need to create mismatches with his height, with his size, with his speed for linebackers. Safeties are going to have a hard time. He's a guy that can be a problem for opposing defensive coordinators. There's a lot of holding in this game. It wasn't the cleanest game I've ever seen. It wasn't the not cleanest game I've ever seen for a wonderful use of the English language right there. But here's what I did see. I saw a lot of effort. When I was at practice this spring, you see a lot of effort. You see the mentality is different. The look in the players' eyes is different. Now, I will say the white team played the red team a lot closer. Remember, the red team was the starters. So red team got to pick it up a little bit next year in the spring game. But the white team played extremely well. And tune in tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Central Time, Carriker Live on my Facebook page. 8 p.m. Central Time, Facebook page, Adam Carriker going live. Go Big Red Noise. Remember to throw the bombs.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.